Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the FinServe podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Jamie Hopkins. My co-host, Dr. David, is out today. He had a little bit of a medical issue today, but we're soldiering on, and he's okay. So we're here. And joined by two wonderful people, Kate Healy, who some of you might know as advisory board member here at FinServe, and then Valentina, who's been part of FinServe now for a couple years. And excited to have both of you on here and just talk about mentorship a little bit. And we're going to do a series here kind of highlighting the power of mentorship and a little bit of what we do here at FinServe with that program. And maybe I'll just kick it over. First of all, maybe Valentina, then Kate, just introduce yourself real quick, the 15 to 30 seconds of who you are, and we'll get going from there.
Hello, everybody. My name is Valentina Voloshina. I just started. I felt like that was my call to go. My first podcast, so a little nervous. So. But I am a student at Winthrop University in South Carolina. I'm a graduate student now. It's my first semester of grad school. And I finished my undergrad in financial planning, and I'm doing my MBA in accounting and analytics. I have been with FinServe since maybe the beginning of 2022 or end of 2021. I don't really remember. And it's been wonderful.
Awesome. Well, I'm Kate Healy. I am the founder and CEO of Advocate IQ, which is a wealth management consulting firm. But I've spent decades in this business, most recently at the CFP board, at TD Ameritrade, and many other places that you may know me from. I've been working with FinServe Foundation since, I think, about August of 2022, and recently joined the advisory board. And really excited to be here. And one of the best things that happened in August or September, whenever it happened, was that I was assigned Valentina as a mentee of mine. So it's been really fun getting to know her. And I know we'll talk a lot more about that, but it's been a fantastic experience so far.
Yeah, I love that. And so we already got that. So that's one of the connections, is we have mentor mentee on here, and then just, you know, me as a host to ask questions, which, you know, I hopefully soon that'll just be replaced by AI, and you just have AI, right, podcast hosts, and that's it. But Valentina, I'll start over with you real quick. Do you remember like how you got introduced to FinServe too? Like, where did you kind of find out about it and get involved?
I do. So I'm a transfer student, and I transferred to Winthrop in fall of 2021, and I declared my major as finance, and my advisor is actually Philip Gibson. So shout out to Philip Gibson and to Winthrop University. So Philip is amazing. He is very good at sending us emails and opportunities for different internships, conferences, jobs. He keeps us very informed here. And one of the emails was about FinServe. So I wanted to learn more. I think I reached out to him for more information. And he actually referred me to another student, and her name is Chia Yang. And she was actually one of the first cohorts of FinServe. So I connected with her on LinkedIn. We had a coffee, we talked, I asked about her experience and just what she thought of the program. She shared about Excel conference and the calls, networking, meeting people. And then I think I had a call with Julie Raggetts, and we officially got me on board. I got my acceptance letter, and then Excel happened in Las Vegas and so on. And met Kate at Fearless Investing in Miami in, I think it was October 2023 or September.
Well, I love that. And I'll add this story, because I think when maybe it was at Excel in 23 or one of them. And I think I was asking you about the mentorship and Kate. And I think you were like, oh, I started walking around telling people I was my mentor is Kate Healy. And everybody was like, what? You get to work with Kate? I like love that story.
Yes, I actually didn't know about Kate, but everybody else knew. So every time I would say something, yeah, you know, Kate Healy is my mentor. Like, have you ever heard of her? Or like, yeah, it's just Kate Healy. And everyone is like, what? Kate Healy is your mentor? And even Philip Gibson is very aware of Kate. And I think they've been to a couple of other conferences together. So yeah, it feels very nice when your mentor is so recognized and adds a little, like a lot of credibility, not a little bit, but a lot.
Kate, now I assume that this is not your first mentorship experience. And it was an interesting thing when I was kind of prepping for this. I was like, I don't know what Kate's first mentorship experience is. Like, and I think that's either side, like you being a mentor or you being a mentee. But are you okay sharing whatever one comes to your mind, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. First, I want to just build on what Valentina said about this program. I love, you know, Dr. Philip Gibson knows me. A lot of people know me because I've done a lot with Next Gen. You know, when I was with TD Ameritrade, we would bring all the students to the conference and the CFP board and all these places. But I love what FinServe is doing around the mentoring part, because that's adding a whole nother level to just getting to talk to people about this profession. But now we're really, really helping them. And so when I think back to mentoring for me, I think my first formal mentoring program didn't happen until I was probably in my career for 30 years. But before that, I had a lot of more what I call informal mentoring. So people would just sit with me and talk to me about a certain situation or something like that. But when I got to TD Ameritrade, I did get assigned a formal mentor where we had, you know, assigned meetings and we did a whole get to know each other breakfast, and then we'd meet on a regular basis. And he was in a different office location. So I was in New Jersey, he was in Nebraska. And so it was interesting to get different kinds of perspectives. He was also in a totally different business line than I was in. So all of that was really great to get to know different folks. And then from a mentee, perspective, I would say what I love is Valentina is the first mentee that I've ever had that wasn't already in their career. So she was in college, and that was a whole different, like in the beginning, I was thinking of some things. I'm like, well, what, she's not going to know about, like that's after your first job. I had to like reshift how I was thinking about things, because I was used to talking to people who had a boss and were already working and maybe they're wanted to get promoted to a new job or something like that. And I was like, no, I got to take a step back and remember what it was like way, way back when I was in college. And think about what are the kinds of opportunities and experiences that I think will help me when, you know, when you're in college, when you actually don't even know what it is that you're getting into. So it's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. It's been an interesting thing for the program is that a lot of people have had mentorship programs at work for the mentors. But there's a different notion of like being at work and working with a mentor than I think like this one where, you know, you don't report to the person. They don't have some flow over any of your necessarily like your day-to-day job or your next job. And that's a very interesting difference in this program. We'll be right back with the show. But first, I wanted to tell you a bit about our sponsor and the production company behind the FinServe podcast, PodPony. Are you on the lookout for a podcast producer? How about a content boost or even someone to help take your brand to the next level? Well, let's face it, creating content and keeping up with a content schedule just isn't easy. That's where PodPony comes in, your all-in-one content partner for thought leaders and business owners. From media coaching, podcast production, blogs, webinars, newsletters, website support, social media, or any other facet of the content world, they've got you covered. From initial concepts and strategies to production and distribution, the experts at PodPony are with you every step of the way. They'll help you create customized content that turns heads and brings in business. All you have to do is show up and do what you love. They'll handle the rest. So saddle up with PodPony by visiting podpony.com and start your content journey today. Now, back to the show. Valentina, go back to you real quick, which is, you know, have you been part of a mentorship program before or had a mentor? And then I think adding on to that one, like what's been different about the program and working with Kate maybe than you expected going into it?
Mm-hmm. So this is my first mentorship experience ever. I haven't been a part of the mentorship program before. I don't think I had any expectations when I went into it, but I definitely got accountability buddy, I would say. So I'm taking advantage of that, because some people maybe just need to have like a little push, like knowing that there's someone that is going to notice my progress. And like in between our Zoom calls, I would still have something done. Like I would get back to Kate the next meeting. I'll be like, well, I have my resume updated and I spoke with this person and I applied for this internship and I did this and that. So definitely got some accountability out of that. And something that I also gained is more confidence in myself. Like we talked in the beginning, Kate is very well known. So it gives me credibility. It makes me more confident. I feel good about that. And also, I feel like I gained a friend. I think we have a form of friendship and support. And like we exchanged some gifts for December, for Christmas. And like Kate sent me a little graduation bracelet that I'm wearing right now. So, uh-huh. You know, it's just a nice aspect of that as well.
And but one of the things about the program is we did set it up kind of as 6 months, but I'm assuming that the two of you, and I'd love to hear that part, like how have you decided to, because you've, it sounds like during the course of it, you all have probably communicated, interacted more than kind of the setup, but how have you decided mm-hmm. to kind of continue the relationship and post the kind of end of the formal part? I'd love to maybe hear that from both of you too.
Yeah, I don't think we decided that there's going to be an end to this. I mean, you know, like to Valentina's point, we have become friends. And it's what I love is if I'm her first mentor, she doesn't know what. So if I'm doing it wrong, it's okay. She doesn't know. but, you know, we have developed a relationship. We talk, you know, pretty often and or text. You know, it's not always a Zoom call. Sometimes we'll just text each other like, hey, this is going on or that's going on. So I don't see, you know, maybe the formal mentoring ends, but I don't see our relationship ending. I'm invested in what Valentina is doing, you know, watching her graduate and then go to, you know, she applied to, got into grad school. She's got herself a graduate assistant. She's lined up internships. She's a go-getter. So while I may be an accountability partner, I don't know how much she needs one. If we should have a whole podcast just on her planner, because she does a phenomenal job of actually plotting out. And I mean this for real, like, Valentina knows what she wants to do every day, and she's really good about making sure she's got the discipline to make sure it's all happening. So I learn a lot from that too, right? You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do that later. But Valentina, you know, teaches me that schedule's got to happen. So I mean, you know, unless she doesn't want to, I don't see us, you know, stopping. Maybe it'll be a little less frequently. Maybe it won't always be Zoom, but we're definitely, you know, I need to see what's going on in her life.
Valentina, are you going to be an accountability partner for Kate too?
I don't mind. I think so. I would love that to happen. I think there was a question that I presented to Kate. I was like, okay, so I graduated my undergrad and I got the email from Jamie, you know, send us an updated address or email, something like personal, not your school email if you're graduating. And I think I brought it up and I was like, okay, well, that's so sad. FinServe is kind of like about to end for me. But how long do we have? Like, can you still be my mentor? When do we finish this work together? So I think Kate said it might be like until September, August. So I got excited and I was like, okay, I still have time with Kate. So, but like she said, I think we'll still stay in touch. There's definitely going to be exchange of like my accomplishments. I usually send a picture and just say I did it, you know, and sharing my accomplishments with Kate. So I feel like our relationship will still keep happening and keep going. But maybe at some point I'll have to have a different accountability buddy, unfortunately.
Yeah, I love that. Kate, maybe a question for you is like, what's something you learned from this experience that maybe you didn't learn in other mentorship programs or experiences in the past?
You know, I think it goes back to what I talked about of not, you know, in the past, there were always mentorships of someone that I worked for my company. Maybe mm-hmm. I didn't work with them, or they were in the same profession and I knew them professionally from an association or something. So this has been really great for me to just really dial, you know, remember back what it's like to be and all of the different things that you're going through, college, grad school, finding a job, internships, dealing with internships. And a lot of it is so different because Valentina has been doing this through the pandemic. And so internships are remote. Getting to talk to bosses is different. You know, I would go to work every day and sit there and I would gain a lot of experience just from being in the room. Valentina has a whole different experience than I did. So I'm learning also how to be more flexible in how I'm giving advice to people who are facing situations that I didn't face. So I really have to think through, well, what does that mean for someone who's not having a shared experience that I had, but has a, you know, wants to get to a similar place? How do I think that through? So I think learning of really being more flexible to how the world is today, I think that's something all of us in this industry are going through. And advisors, as they think about hiring next generation talent and all of that, the talent coming in now has had vastly different experiences in so many ways than we've ever had. So that's really helped me to kind of take a step back and think through, how is this, what's the lens that Valentina really sees this through that's so different than a lens that me or people that were my peers or that I've mentored before might have seen?
Yeah, I love that.
I just want to add on something.
Yeah,
I want to add on the fact that as much as you are learning from me and like the new world and the things that we do differently now, I also learn a lot from you. And I specifically remember the story about how you shared that for like the first 10 years of your career, I think you like didn't even wear a skirt. And I remember that story where you had to just like wear the pants because it was cold. And you just made that decision that that's it, no more skirts. And nobody said anything. And so you just kept doing it. And for me, that was like weird because I think I only own like one skirt. I have a couple of dresses, but I have only one skirt. So, you know, just that the fact that you had to just go through something different than I did. Or I also remember a story about when you worked in New Jersey, I think they were remodeling some office design or something, and you were telling them that you need drawers because you have your other shoes when you walk to work. You have your high heel shoes, and then you have your little winter shoes. So, you know, right. So I don't have to do that. And I didn't, you know, and you had to do that for me, kind of. So it's also like good to learn from you what it was before. So, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, they were redesigning our office and it was becoming an open office space and you didn't have a desk, you didn't have anything, and they were going to give you a locker. And I was like, you don't understand. Women need an extra space underneath. And the guy that was running was like, I don't understand. And he lived near me, so he drove to work every day. I'm like, I've got people coming in on subways and trains. They're not commuting in high heels. They leave the shoes at work and they wear sneakers in and out. There needs to be a place. And he was like, oh, he finally came around. It took a while.
Yeah, luckily I neither have to wear high heels or skirts to work, so I don't have that challenge. No.
You're lucky.
Yeah, you know, I did try, so Kate, it's kind of, Terry, I think, still has a photo of it. I did put on Terry's shoes one time.
Oh, wow.
Where she, you know, they didn't fit me well, but, you know, I did wear Terry's high heels one night, and, you know, I think we were at a dinner or something. Yeah, no, that's so you could ask her next time you see her. I think she still has that photo.
I will, definitely. Definitely, I want to see that.
Yeah, and Terry has nice shoes, too.
So I'm sure. Always,
yeah. Well, Valentina, so I want to kind of close with this question for you, and then maybe I'll ask one more question for Kate. But, you know, we have FinServe students coming in again this fall, and then probably ones that have never taken advantage of the mentorship program inside FinServe too. Like, what advice would you give to the other FinServe or future students out there about a mentorship program or the FinServe's one in specific?
So for the future FinServe students, I would suggest go ahead and do the mentorship opportunity if it presents itself. So one advice is to show up. Show up for the Zoom calls, show up for the phone calls. If you miss, explain your reasoning. Why did you miss? What happened? What came up? But I feel like showing up is important, making that time to just cancel your other plans and just dedicate like 30 minutes to an hour to that conversation. Second advice is to take advantage of the accountability. It works for me. I like having some time in between our Zoom meetings with Kate because I have my to-do list and I just follow and check off what I did and, you know, report back to Kate like, okay, I'm so proud of myself. I did this and that. And so we can move on to like my next to-do list after the Zoom call. So it helps me, you know, it might help to someone else as well. And my third advice is to observe and learn like a sponge, because it comes in handy, and I am definitely glad and happy that Kate shares a lot of her experiences, and she also introduces me to other people. Like when we were in Fearless Investing Summit in Miami, Kate introduced me to Michael Kitsis, and I don't think I will ever be able to meet with him or connect with him on my own. And, you know, there were other people coming up, I think, who were trying to find time to spend for 15 minutes to just talk together. And then everybody else would just be coming in and talking to Kate, and I would maybe meet like 15 people in span of like 30 minutes. So definitely got some of those connections on my LinkedIn. So it just opened, this opportunity opens up kind of doors for new connections. And so those are my three advices,
yeah, like,
to anybody coming in into the mentorship. Just do it, show up, observe and learn, and take advantage of the accountability.
Well, those are beautiful and awesome. I love them. Thanks for, you know, being really thoughtful about that too. And Kate, I think I'll close with you on the kind of our interview here, which is, you know, we also need, not just in this program, but I'll say in the industry, you know, people to buy into mentorship, to, you know, support in, you know, FinServe, but also probably to support in their companies. So you've been part of, right, industry-wide mentorship and coaching and development, but you've also been part of companies rolling this out. So when you look out to like the advisors and professionals listening, what type of advice do you have about both getting involved or moving forward mentorship programs?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the mentorship programs are so important. You know, when I was volunteering with the CFP board, we had started a mentorship program for women sitting for the CFP exam. And it was so successful that we rolled it out to everyone sitting for the CFP exam, right? It was like, why wouldn't we do this for everyone? You know, we started out thinking we'd help some people, and it's helping everyone. It's so important. If I, you know, every single conversation I have with an advisor is about, how do I find next-gen talent? How do I keep next-gen talent? How do I retain next-gen talent? You find them by getting to know them, and that is by mentoring programs. FinServe can use a lot more mentors. You know, there are more people that we could probably take into this program if we had more folks to mentor them. It's a phenomenal experience. You and your mentee can decide how much time you spend. You know, it could be an hour a month, it could be an hour a week, it could be whatever you decide, but it's so important. I've learned from Valentina, she's learned from me. But we're also then growing the awareness of this industry, and it's a perfect opportunity for everybody to give back. And we need to develop talent in this industry, right? We don't have great retention rates, and that's because we're not paying attention to the talent that we have and or bringing the talent is. There are so many students, smart people coming out of these financial planning programs, and quite frankly, any program, even not financial planning, who can join our industry and be financial advisors or be in fintech or be in marketing. We need to be, you've got to give back. None of us got to where we were by ourselves, and we can't pretend that we did. I don't care if your name is on the door, people helped you get there. And the way that we can all give back is to do the same thing. And who knows, I might be working for Valentina in 5 years, and I'm okay with that. So absolutely, you know, this is something that everyone should be doing, and you do get so much out of it. I'm having a blast.
Yeah. Well, Valentina, we are very proud of you, and it's been amazing watching you the last couple years and just everything you've been able to get done and accomplish. And we're, you know, I think Kate and I both agree, you know, we'll probably all be working for you in 5 years. So that'll be exciting to watch. And, you know, but it's, you know, that part's true, right? The FinServe, you know, we have 500 or so students now that have come in or finished up FinServe, and like those will be the people that are running this business. Valentina, you included, right? Like that's the future of this profession. So both of you, thanks for taking time out and joining me. I know you're both in between things tonight and running around, but I really appreciate the time and just, you know, coming on and talking to, you know, both me, but then everybody else in FinServe and future FinServe fellows, and hopefully they take advantage of mentorship too. So thank you both so much for everything.
Thanks for having us, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.